Sirach, chapter 2. My son, if you come to serve the Lord, prepare your soul for temptation. Set your heart aright, constantly endure, and don't make haste in time of calamity. Cling to him, and don't depart, that you may be increased at your latter end. Accept whatever is brought upon you, and be patient when you suffer humiliation. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. Put your trust in him, and he will help you. Make your ways straight, and set your hope on him. All you who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Don't turn aside, lest you fall. All you who fear the Lord, put your trust in him, and your reward will not fail. All you who fear the Lord, hope for good things, and for eternal gladness and mercy. Look at the generations of old, and see, whoever put his trust in the Lord, and was ashamed? Or who remained in his fear, and was forsaken? Or who called upon him, and he despised him? For the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. He forgives sins and saves in time of affliction. Woe to fearful hearts, to faint hands, and to the sinner who goes two ways. Woe to the faint heart. For it doesn't believe. Therefore it won't be defended. Woe to you who have lost your patience. And what will you all do when the Lord visits you? Those who fear the Lord will not disobey his words. Those who love him will keep his ways. Those who fear the Lord will seek his good pleasure. Those who love him will be filled with the law. Those who fear the Lord will prepare their hearts, and will humble their souls in his sight. We will fall into the hands of the Lord, and not into the hands of men, for as his majesty is, so also is his mercy.